Blessed be the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the tender mercy of our God. God, for whom we wait. God in Christ Jesus has looked with favor upon you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the way of peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Blessed are you, God of hosts, for you promised to send a son, Emmanuel, who brought your presence among us, and you promise through your son, Jesus, to save us from our sin. As we light these candles, turn again to us in mercy. Strengthen our faith in the words spoken by your prophets. Restore us and give us life that we may be saved. O house of David, come.
Let us rejoice.
We continue with the readings.
A reading from Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord. We will read the psalm responsively. The congregation will read the bold print. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. The promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. A reading from Hebrews. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A few weeks ago in our Advent journey, we reflected on Zechariah's song to the infant John the Baptist, and what the implication of singing such a song would be for our children and for our community of faith. Today we hear Mary's song, the Magnificat. Now, in this song, there's an acknowledgement that I find powerful that Mary makes. I think we can relate to it. Mary says, "For God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant." Mary acknowledges that she's been seen by God. What are those times in your life when you have felt seen by God? When you have been reminded and knowing that you can cling to that truth and that promise that God sees you, that God cares for you, that God promises to never let you go. See, Mary is not someone we can be tempted to put on a pedestal. Mary's one that we can really relate to. Because like Mary, God sees us and lifts us up. For much of the imagery in Luke's gospel is a leveling out of the world. The powerful are brought down and the lowly are lifted. And perhaps we could even see ourselves in this entire song. We can see the good in us. We can see the bad in us. It's the law that convicts us, and it's the gospel that rescues us. Because when we think about the powerful, we think about people that have a higher status than us. They might have more influence, they might have more money, they might have more prestige. And Peter Kael points out that rarely do we see ourselves as the powerful, as those who might be underneath us in the social ladder. We might just see them as less fortunate as opposed to being weaker. Yet he rightfully makes the case that we might be more powerful than many people around us. So on the one hand, this song is gospel. We feel seen, we feel lifted. Yet at the same time, we're also humbled and put in our proper place. As Mary sings, God has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. And Keel points out that if we believe that we're better than anyone, then we do have more power. And we can embrace that pride for what it is, or we can go through our life in this world feeling insecure and needing to prove that we are powerful so the world does not see us as weak. And either way, that pride gets us into trouble. But when we realize that we are seen by God and no longer care how the world sees us, but centered in that reality of a God who sees us, who lifts us up, then we're going to be focused not on how the world sees us. We're not going to pursue the power that the world wants to offer us, but we will follow the way of God. For Christ comes into the world not just to tear things down, but also to build things up. Truly is a both and. And we have seen Christians throughout history and in our present day stand up to powerful systems that needed to be torn down. And we have seen Christians throughout history and in our present day feed the hungry with good things in body and soul. And we minister to people's needs and share the love of Jesus in the present time. Our witness is a response to the one who has emptied himself, taking on our form, the form of a slave, and being faithful even to death on a cross. The death and resurrection of Jesus fills us with good things. It fills us with forgiveness, mercy, and grace. So particularly as Lutheran Christians, I think we can approach Mary's song in seeing the reality of the injustices in the systems in our world and the people that are in it, but also can look in the mirror and see our own shortcomings, see how we contribute to that overtly and covertly. Now, in this scene from Luke's gospel, we also see the reality of what faith can do for us in the here and now. Elizabeth is amazed at what is happening and is filled with both amazement and gratitude. That's really a way in which a Christian should live and operate in the world, a life that expresses amazement and gratitude, a joyful life that we pray would attract others to the grace of God. Elizabeth and Mary both see God, and they know that God sees them, and they rejoice in the promises God is fulfilling. The faithfulness of God is underway here. The good news is that we are lifted up, even as we are among the powerful. And we can see that imagery of holy baptism, because in baptism, we die. We are thrown down. But in baptism, we also rise with Christ. We are lifted up to new life. Now, God's call can be overwhelming. Can we imagine what Mary would have felt when she receives that news from the angel Gabriel? That she will not just bear a son, but that she would be mother of our Lord. And as she set out to see her relative Elizabeth, I can't help but to think of the various things that you and I have been called to do throughout our own lives. There are those times in our life when one chapter ends and another one begins, and that unknown can be exciting, but it also can be scary. There are times when we answer the call to do something else in our lives. We say goodbye to a former life, so to speak, and we transition to a new endeavor, and while that can be exciting, it could also be scary. When God calls us to do something, when God calls us to do anything, there is a tension between excitement and fear. Excitement because we know the one who is calling us is God and we trust God. Fear because there's so much unknown in what happens next and we really don't trust God all that much as we think we do, right? There are times in life when Mary and Elizabeth reminds us that we are not alone in what God calls us to do. God puts people in our lives, and we are fortunate with the community to be a source
of God's presence, affirmation, and support. We do not need to flee from God's call for us, but instead, like Mary, faithfully follow where God is calling us to be and to do in our lives. God is calling us to bear Christ in that next chapter, in that next endeavor. And there are people in our lives, like Elizabeth, that will affirm and support us along the way. As a people lifted up by our God, may we live lives that magnify our Lord in word and deed. God sees you. God calls you to be a servant. God also calls you to be an affirming presence in the world, like Elizabeth. And may the Holy Spirit enable us to be at peace. May the Holy Spirit give us the faith and the trust to see what God is doing in the world. Notice what the Holy Spirit does for Elizabeth here in Luke. It gives us the ability to see and to rejoice in what God is up to. So that when we are tempted to flee in fear, we are filled with that peace and security and affirmation of faith given to us by the Holy Spirit. So that rather than fleeing, we faithfully follow the way of Jesus. Beloved children of God, may we put our trust in our God who humbles us, who sees us, and who redeems us. May we go forth fed with good things. We are fed with God's word and God's sacrament so that our lives might be a song of God's faithfulness to the world, so that the love of Jesus is shared and that we bear the light of Christ in a dark and broken world. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Some and ransom captive Israel, and mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you.
Let us say what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one baptism of the
Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, and spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
And the life of the world to come. Amen. In this season of watching and waiting, let us pray for all people and places that yearn for God's presence. Nurturing God, you give us life and care for our every need. You use the church's gifts and ministries for your service, bringing your word to all who seek your transforming grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Creator God, you proclaim your boundless love for all that you have made. Renew barren lands, polluted waters, and melting ice caps. Make us servants of your creation that brings forth abundant life. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our leader, we pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Sarah, our dean, Adam, our pastor, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Righteous God, you bring down the mighty and lift up the lowly. Strengthen those who seek justice. Bless the work of community organizers, activists, journalists, and all who call our attention to imbalances of power. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Compassionate God, you proclaim your love and mercy. Show your loving kindness to teen parents and those who are pregnant. Comfort any struggling with infertility and those who await test results, are in treatment and hospice care, and others in need, especially Phil and Kristen, Edna, Matt, Susan, Tracy, Amber, Vincent, Pat, Debbie, Candace, Randy, Stan, Phyllis, Jasmine, Audrey, David, Sutton, Nola, John, Barb, Leah, our homebound, and for those with COVID-19. We give thanks for vaccines and treatments, and we ask that you strengthen doctors, medical care workers, and caretakers who see to the needs of all entrusted to their care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, You fill the hungry with good things. Bless the feeding ministries of this congregation and community. Guide us to share your bounty with those who hunger or live in poverty. Hear us, O God. God, you sent your Son Jesus to protect us all. We pray for those in our armed services and their chaplains. Hear us, O God. Faithful God, you stir up the hearts of those who love you. We give you thanks for those who, like Mary, were courageous in their witness. Give us such courage until that day when you fulfill all things. Hear us, O God.
God of new life, you come among us in the places we least expect. Receive these prayers and those of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with an offering. You can have that plate for the ushers to come up.
Let us pray. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new, in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness and soul, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I'd like to call forward communion assistants and those who are going to participate in Children's Church. Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be continuous. I'll be in the center aisle with the consecrated host. There'll be two stations with consecrated wine. If you desire grape juice, that will be only on the pulpit side. Ushers will have trays of glass cups, so as you come forward, they'll release you forward, just take a glass cup, and then you can indicate your preference when you come forward, whether you want wine or grape juice. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here, and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Body of Christ given for you.
given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. One announcement I have for the good of the community is that Dick and Deb Knoll is using one of their Thrive in Action teams for a little fellowship out in the narthex on your way out, so there'll be some cookies and some other treats that you can help yourself out to following our worship service. As Christ sends us out into the world, let us recite the mission God has given us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go in peace, serve the Lord.